Blog Talk Radio.
Person on the other end of the phone if their refrigerator was running. What a laugh it was to us when we responded, "Well, you better go catch it." As kids, the refrigerator may have been a joke, but as adults, we know how important its role is to our everyday get-along and the food that we eat. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to this Thursday night's home decor tip and preview show from One Designer, Two Ideas. I'm Pam. You know, Martha Stewart refers to the refrigerator as one of the hardest working appliances in the kitchen. It is important to our food supply, keeping fresh veggies, water, lunch meat, and all the condiments in the world cold and ready to use. But the way some of us treat the poor icebox, as my grandmother referred to it, may just encourage it to run away, really, really run away, looking back at us chucking the deuces as it goes out the door. We made promises to each other, us and the fridge, but we have not held up our end, and our refrigerator wants to break up with us. Sad, isn't it? But we can get back in the saddle if we purge and clean as often as we can. Wiping spills as they happen is a good idea, but sometimes it may need more attention. So let's plan a speed clean with the refrigerator and go from there. Some of the supplies that you may need may include a cloth, dish liquid, a sink of hot but not so soapy water with a little baking soda sprinkled in it, an unused toothbrush, a garbage bag, paper towel, and anything that you usually use for this task. Then turn the phone off for a few minutes and set your laser to stun, because this clean refrigerator is going to do just that. Stun. That is number one. So follow a few of these tips. So number one, as I said, turn the refrigerator off and make a sink of clean, hot, but not so soapy water. Number two, look at every container inside. Check the expiration date of everything inside and get rid of anything that has expired, that's out of date, leaking, or broke. Wipe down the containers of anything staying and set them aside. Number three, pull the bins, shelves, and trays out and sit them in the water. Be careful pulling out the glass shelf. Some of them don't come out, and that's okay. You can use the toothbrush to remove any food particles buried down in the tracks and get them out. Number four, wash all that is in the water and set them aside and let them air dry. Number five, now focus on the fridge's inside surfaces, wiping and rinsing thoroughly, and then, yep, rinsing it again. Number six, don't forget the rubber seal. You may be surprised what can hide in those grooves. Clean the seal inside and out. Number seven, replace the drawers, the shelves, and the food that is stained and turn the refrigerator back on. Number eight, this is an opportunity to change out the baking soda box. Baking soda absorbs odors inside, helping to make the air in the refrigerator fresh. Always keep a box, keep that box away from little fingers who like to wander. Think about disguising the box, like maybe something they don't like asparagus. Yeah, I know that would keep me from touching it. Number nine, no, you did not forget the freezer. Purge it, and if you have time, you can wipe it down. But it may require a little bit more time and a little bit more effort. And remember, this is a speed clean. We want to get all the stains and all the grime, the dirt and grime out of the bottom of the refrigerator and the racks and everything. So we may not have time to include the freezer in this speed clean. But yes, we will save it for next time. And number 10, now let's focus on the outside of the refrigerator. Now that we've got the inside clean, cleaning the handle and the sides and the top and the front. Growing up in Mom's house, this was done every night. When we washed dishes, the refrigerator was always included. The refrigerator on top of the stove was always included with our chores for after dinner dishes. So, yeah, to make sure, you know, you keep the outside of the refrigerator, especially the handle, clean. Now you're about done. You're done. Your refrigerator has decided to give you one more chance. And as Jackie Gleason used to say, how sweet it is. If you noticed, I did not include the grills behind or under the unit with good reason. These areas may require more than a speed clean, more tools, and, you know, become a project in and of themselves. I recommend you refer to the owner's manual. If you do not have one, you can always call the customer service or maintenance line of the brand and ask them about the upkeep tips for cleaning those areas. I just don't, you know, that is really an area of the refrigerator that, you know, my mom didn't do it. My mother-in-law did. She would take a little whisk broom and do that. I've always cautioned to stay away from that area until I really do have the time that it's unplugged and that it's pulled out from the wall. But I think that would, you might want to research how to keep those areas clean. Okay. Well, please join us on Tuesday, September 8th at 3 o'clock, which is our new broadcast time for our full-length show, where we will be talking about theming out the kids' rooms. We will talk all about this and how to accomplish it and make the kids happy without breaking the bank, which kind of makes us happy, yes, and keeping the room out of the themed room afterlife. That's what happens when the kids move out and there their room is all decked out and we wonder what to do with it. So I did entitle that the theme roomed afterlife, and we will be talking about that on Tuesday. Now, just to make sure that I remind you that the show will remain on Mondays at 3 o'clock, but it's on Tuesday next week because of the Labor Day holiday, and I hope you guys enjoy yourselves because that is the last summer holiday. It's the last, you know, time maybe that we can go to the park district pools and things like that. So take a minute, sit down and enjoy it because that just lets us know fall is not too far away. Well, appreciate you joining me tonight. And if you guys have any questions or comments and would like to request this or any One Designer Two Ideas tip list, you are welcome to visit the One Designer Two Ideas Facebook page at www.facebook.com/onedesignertwoideas. That's www.facebook.com/onedesignertwoideas. This has been Pam of One Designer Two Ideas. While this tip may be short in time, it will never be short in substance. Good night, all, and talk to you Tuesday.